See, now Brian's pun was good, Craig, with the easy breezy beautiful cover squirrel. Yeah, not maybe it's Maybelline.
Shut up your face.
Greetings once again, true believers, to the 23rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Holy One, also known as Craig, with me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian. We are all of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Good evening, gents.
Hello.
Hello, friends.
In the Northeast, it's cold. We got a lot of snow. All right, moving on. our 1 inch of snow turned into a foot real quick. We are covering the week of January 27th through February 3rd, 2016. This week's events, Deadpool Dailies. Today got you, you know, the ever-so-popular Ragnarok. Tomorrow is Kamala Khan. Friday, Quicksilver. Saturday, Scarlet Witch. That's the one I'm super excited about. Sunday, Get Your Vision. Monday is Black Panther. Tuesday is Magneto. And next Wednesday is Storm. What's anybody else want on that list?
I probably need Kamala Khan.
Yeah, the green Kamala Khan.
Right, the Black Panther will, you know, go great into my champion Black Panther, so that's never bad. Somehow I think I still need Magneto covers.
So, as always, that'll help me. Yeah, I had kicked this around with Ray earlier. So, right now, dying in my, you know, they've been opened tokens.
Right.
I've got a Lazy Thor and a Kamala Khan.
Right.
So, with tomorrow's Deadpool Daily, I'll have two Kamala Khans.
Right.
So, I'm thinking I'm going to have to end up selling the Thor cover to get enough ISO to cash in those Kamala Khans and champion her up.
If you can, of course do that.
Yeah. I wanted to champion Thor first, but I think I'm going to have to champion Kamala Khan instead.
I thought you hated Thor.
I don't ever use 3-star Thors, but I don't ever use Kamala Khan either. So, but, you know.
Why not?
I don't know. I am really set in my ways of liking to use one team. Yeah, none of them are Luke Cage.
And I don't understand why you don't have multiple teams. I just don't get that.
The amount of time I play, I get enough health packs that I only need one team.
That is complete falsehood. You play
like double the amount of time I do.
Pure poppycock.
No, that's all I use. I still don't think you guys fathom the amount of damage reduction that Luke Cage brings.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot convey this enough, guys. I'm just so good at the game. I'm never going to need another team.
No, eventually they'll make someone who's more awesome than Luke Cage, and I'll move on. Anywho, in Crash of the Titans, did anyone succeed with Deadpool on the 23rd?
That was against Wolverine, right? The X-Force Wolverine?
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
Ian?
Nope, no success whatsoever.
Yeah, I also had a whole lot of nothing. The few times I got off, like, you know, countdown for what?
Yep.
None of them got matched. I couldn't match any of them, and the computer didn't match any of them. Like, in the same match, I think I got it off 3 times for 0 points of damage. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it didn't really matter. I think I got some to go off, and it didn't matter, because he would put down that, I forget what the power's called, but the yellow power.
His yellow power. Yeah, he did that to me. Like, I would try to deny black to the best of my ability, and then he would just heal me to death.
Yep. Yeah, the one time I had him below 1,000, recovery went off, and then he was at, you know, 10,000-something again. And I was like, all right, this is dumb.
You had him below 1,000. Impressive.
Yeah, at one time. And then I'm like, after that, I'm like, I'm done. I'm not playing it anymore. Coming up on the 28th would be She-Thor. And then, more exciting, is on the 2nd, the theory is that it's going to be Devil Dino. I have no idea why it would be Devil Dino, but that's what the Game Pendium site says.
No, that seems unlikely.
It seems really unlikely.
I was going to say, Joe was very specific.
Yeah, that you
that
can't
you
get
only
Dino.
Get to enjoy Devil Dinosaur during anniversaries.
Event. Yeah. So I'm assuming that the Game Pendium site is wrong, but that is what it tells me is coming up on 2-2.
I don't know. I don't know why they would just throw that in without any, you know, verification.
Yeah.
I don't know. I look forward to it.
Yeah, I would too, because, you know, it's fun to bust out Devil Dino now again. Events going on. Prodigal Son is finishing up. Can't get done quick enough. Yeah, Sentry.
The Sentry part's sad, but I like the fact that the tokens you get from it are vault-based.
Correct. They are.
That motivates me to play.
Yeah.
And actually, why I boo it is in this time is not because of Sentry. It's because of Carnage. Carnage being a required character. Oh.
Yep.
That was I figured out a team that does fairly well with him.
Yeah, it's how he eats up your health packs.
If you use your Thor and Rocket Groot keeps your, protecting Thor and just use your Thor to do all the damage. But, man, I really dislike Carnage.
Yeah, I played that some with Daredevil to, blow up some tiles.
Sure.
I tried it with Loki to convert some tiles. I don't know that I really liked any of it.
But, yeah, he's a required character to get the command point.
Yeah.
So I had to do that. That's what I've been doing. I've been playing enough to get the command points, two per go.
Right.
But it takes forever. Every time they put down a countdown tile, you have to watch Carnage animation.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, it does slow the game down some. The next story event coming up will be The Hunt with exciting new stuff. For 27K, you're going to get Blade, 54K for Legendary. If you finish in the top 100, you get the brand new character we'll talk about shortly. That will get you a 4-star Nova.
Ooh.
And then 101 to 150 gets you something. I actually kind of want more. It's an Iron Fist cover.
You still need Iron Fist covers?
Well, he's championed, so I always want more Iron Fist covers.
Yeah, for sure.
So I might try not... if I can stay in the top 150 of that event, I'll be happy. And then in the... I think it was the patch notes or something. I saw a teaser that there's a Venom event coming back up again.
Yeah, that was in the patch notes.
Is it the good Venom event or Venom Heroic?
It didn't say. It just said Venom event.
Well, I'm not going to hold my breath then.
Yeah, it just says Venom PvE.
Yeah. PvP events. Army of One finished up. That was the Punisher event. 800 got you a red Punisher. 1K got you a red Electra. 1300 Legendary. First place got you a Ghost Rider. That would have been sweet. And then 2 through 100 was Mystique and some CP. I did not finish nearly that high. And then the now up and running is Identity Theft, which is the Mystique event. 800 for Blue Mystique, 1K for Green Ghost Rider, 1300 for your Legendary. First gets you the Cho Hulk, and 2 through 100 is regular Hulk, good old Bruce Banner style.
Oh,
which would be nice to keep throwing some legendaries on him or some champion on him.
Yeah,
and then in the patch notes it also mentions there will be upcoming Nova and Scarlet Witch versus. Look forward to those.
Yeah, it's probably in that order, I imagine.
Yeah. So speaking of which. Nova has been officially announced as the, what was the tease?
Like father, like son.
Father, like son. That was it. Hey, thanks.
No problem. That's why I'm here.
I was never going to get there because I have no idea who these characters are in the comics.
Right. We're going to have to bring Leonard on to explain how that works because I don't get that either.
What's that?
The new Nova.
Like father, like son?
Yeah. Sam
His
Alexander.
His father was part of the Nova Force. He retired. He became an alcoholic. His son joined the Nova Force.
And
the actual character...
Thing.
The actual character Nova, Rich Rider,
right.
is completely unrelated to this guy. Rich Rider was on the Nova Force, then he was a new warrior, then he realized the new warriors were a dumb party to be with. So then Nova Force was killed, and he was the last of the Nova Force, so all the powers of all the Nova Force went to him, so he was like super duper Nova.
Right. Okay,
and then, like all good characters, he was replaced by a 15-year-old version of himself.
Yeah, he's a member
of the...
It's
like a plague going on in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, well, they're the all-new, all-different Avengers. Which somehow, is Cho not part of that team? Because, man, it already sounds like he should be.
I was going to say.
Because when you're the super fantabulous Hulk, clearly you should be part of the all-different Avengers.
He should be.
So Nova is the Human Rocket. That's what they call him. I don't know.
Sorry, I was just going to say, Rocket.
I'm taking a rocket.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm packing my suitcase.
So I think we should be good with the new Avengers. From what I understand, Kamala
Khan.
You
totally cut me off there.
Your singing?
It was intentional.
The Kamala Khan, you've got Miles Morales, the new Falcon, Nova, Iron Man, She-Thor, and Vision. So... We've got all those in the game now, so we should be set for all the children.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I can handle another new character that's 15 with it. Oh, man, because some of them are so good. Iceman is so good, but when I see that smug little 12-year-old face looking at me every time he does his powers, I'm like, this is the worst character I've ever used.
Miles, at least, I don't know, I kind of like Miles' animation, the new Spider-Man animation.
I don't have him yet. I hear probably good things.
Yeah, I only have the one cover, but every now and then I have to fight him, so.
Right. All right, so let's go through the Nova here. All right, so he is a red, yellow, black. So for 6 AP, his power is Takeoff. And this is one of those powers that changes when you use it. So it starts out, you know, the flavor text is Nova zooms into the air, building up incredible speed and preparing for a flyby. But negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full, so he's not allowed. But it creates 2 black strike tiles, and then while at least 1 friendly black strike tile is on the board, the power changes and becomes Rocket Man. The ult power, Rocket Man, also costs 6 red AP. Nova hurtles into an enemy at twice the speed of sound, sending them flying. So apparently he's twice as good as Captain Marvel, who only can do a normal sonic boom. So apparently he flies twice as fast. He makes the target airborne for 2 turns, which means they're inactive but immune to damage. So it's kind of like the fastball special.
Sure.
And then when the enemy lands, they take at base 632 damage. And then that power becomes Takeoff if there are no friendly black strike tiles on the board. So it switches back. As you go up in level, the strength of the strike tiles gets better. At max level, the enemy becomes airborne for 2 turns, and they get 4,518 damage when they hit the ground. So, does a fair amount.
Yeah.
His yellow power is the Nova Blast, where he does energy blast from his hands. At base, it's 241 damage to the target, and creates a black strike tile of strength 37 for each ally still in the fight. So, generally, that will be 2. So right away, if you can get yellow off first, your red's going to go straight into Rocket Man.
Right.
At max level, that's going up to 3,068 damage and creating black strike tiles of strength 198. So those are pretty strong. His black power is called Danger Zone. If there are fewer than 5 friendly black strike tiles, he creates 3 of them.
Wow.
Otherwise, he crashes into his enemies, converting all friendly black strike tiles to basic tiles and dealing damage. Initially, the strength tiles are strength 37, and he deals 1751. At max level, they are 221 strength, and it deals 8,119 damage. So wow. he's kind of like Daken, who blows up his own tiles for damage.
Yeah, so, man, those powers are all cheap.
They really are.
Yeah,
they seem affordable.
It's 6, 7, 8. Yeah.
Is there a character that, other than him, that makes a black strike tile that could pair well with him?
I can't think of any character that makes a black strike tile.
Neither do I.
Captain Marvel does when she uses her black power to...
But that's for the enemy team.
No. It is for the enemy team. All right, never mind that.
I can't think of
any. You can use Carnage. You'll probably get a black strike tile.
Well, wait. How? I only have his one power, so I don't...
Oh, when he makes tiles, they're random.
Oh, but he makes attack tiles. Not strike tiles.
Doesn't he make both?
I don't know. Again, I only have the one power, and it does nothing but make attack
no
tiles.
No Carnage questions.
I could spend some time to look him up, but yeah, he makes
his
attack
tiles. His exquisite technique, is that green or black?
Who?
Iron Fist's exquisite technique. His perpetual strike tile.
That's an attack tile. Yeah, that's an attack tile.
Okay. Well, then, no. I can't think of anybody.
Brian's going to yell at us.
Yeah, that's fine. We surprised ourselves with a question.
Yeah, Carnage creates attack tiles, yep.
Yeah.
All right, well, then I have no idea.
I don't think anybody else makes black strike tiles. Again, for your team, Captain Marvel does.
Yeah.
But
you know, if this show paid the bills, we could actually do more research like that. Yeah, so that was your hint for, like, father, like son. Nothing that we expected. I fully expected it to be Cable, but because I had no idea that this character was even...
Right. Or how, like, father, like son was a clue.
Yeah.
But perhaps, you know, if you're a little deeper into the current Marvel universe, it becomes more apparent to you. I think the real issue was that Nova has a power called Rocket Man and a power called Danger Zone. And
I didn't sing either one of them.
No singing out of Craig for either power.
Ah,
what kind of world am I living in?
Those are
pretty straightforward. You didn't even have to stretch them in the way that you usually do.
Yeah, well, see, maybe that's because that was too boring then. I don't know.
I guess. I think your feelings were hurt when we cut off your Astronaut Jones song.
Like a bust into Kenny Loggins at any point in time, baby. All right. Other things coming up besides a new character. They have started doing their, at one point, Demiurge had made announcement they were going to change some of the three stars, and they have announced that the Quicksilver will be being changed, so maybe he will actually become useful.
Could be. He's useful. He could just be different. Yeah. I was going to say, I wouldn't say Ragnarok went from bad to better,
yeah,
but he was different.
So Idle Hands and Fists of Fury have had their costs lowered, and now Fists of Fury creates lock tiles, so you can get that supersonic off more often. So that will be nice.
Yeah, so much for winning that Crash of the Titans.
Right, because now he'll blow you up more often.
Right. Well, that's good. He definitely needed... He was definitely on our short list of people who needed a lot of work.
Right. So I'm curious to see where they go next. I really hope at some point they're going to crank up Hulk to give him more hit points and...
Fix the vision, you say? All right.
Yeah, true.
But he's already... They put a lot of work into him. He's got density increases and density decreases, and he does stuff. I would really like to just see them... Actually, I'd like to see them work on the Hulk, I agree with, and three-star Iron Man.
Mm.
Yeah, to make him not suck.
20 blue?
Yeah.
To fire an okay attack? Yeah. My goodness. 20.
Yeah.
I'm angry just saying it aloud.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well at that point make it 30. I mean,
jeez, 20.
All right, also new and coming up in something that has no chance of happening but has me excited.
Ooh.
In the R93 patch, some preview notes have been released. A few things that are cool. They're fixing the stun problem. So now when you stun a person, it no longer sends them to the back.
Yay.
Because, man, I hated that.
At first I thought, well, I'll get used to that. No, I didn't. It got worse. So, yeah, very happy they're doing that.
And then there's a bunch of bug fixes in here. I don't really want to go through them all. But what has me excited is there's another clue to a character. And all that I can hope and pray about. And I got to sent a special graphic from our friend Stinkbomb just about this very thing. Is that someone at Demiurge actually listens to this show, and they like me a lot. Because the clue is, are you ready to rock? Which means that only the one and only Dazzler is coming to Marvel Puzzle Quest.
I'm still not convinced that that is what it means. I can't think of any other possibility other than, like, you know...
another thing, another rock guy.
But how would that make any sense? How would another thing make any sense? I mean,
I don't know.
I'm
maybe
still going to hold out and hope and pray it's Dazzler, because, man, that would make my day.
Oh, God, I'm almost there. I'll get back to it. There's another Spider-Man character that is a musician in her spare time.
Oh.
A Black Cat.
Black Cat?
The Black Cat.
Wow.
Yeah, Black Cat. Gwen Stacy is a rock star when she's not being the Black Cat.
That is true.
That's not nearly as exciting as Dazzler.
You're right. It's 20 times more exciting.
I will choke you to death.
Sorry.
That's a distinct possibility.
Oh, that'll make me so sad. I don't need more Spider-Man villains.
Don't you?
No. No, I don't.
All right. Well, that's exciting that there's another new character
totally
coming.
Bummed me out. Now I'm sad. I'm all Spider-Man'd out.
Well, while you're recovering from that, there's another patch note that I wanted to mention. They are correcting in my mind, fixing, heroes who have an area of effect stun component will no longer stun a hero that is downed as a result of the area of effect. So, I mean, this is Wanda, right? So Wanda does 2,000 points of damage and stuns one random character. If the 2,000 points of damage takes the person down, it won't stun them anymore.
Which, that was always super frustrating because it happened all the time.
All the time, every time. So
explain it to me one more time because I still don't understand it.
All right, so her purple power, it does 2,000 points of damage to the entire team.
Yes.
And it randomly stuns an opponent for 5 turns. If that 2,000 points of damage were to take out one of the characters, the stun will not target that downed character.
Oh, it'll pick a different one.
It'll always pick a non-downed character.
Yeah, quite often it would invariably pick the one that you killed, and you're like, really?
Right.
Yeah, inevitably, it was picking the one that was down.
Yeah.
It never picks the one I want in any case, but...
Right. Yeah, lots of times I end up using a Reality Crush when there's only fighting one person left. I'd be like, alright, fine. There, you're stunned.
No, I use that all the time. She's now one of my key components to my best team ever. So I use that power all the time. And, I mean, a 5-turn stun, you just can't do better than that. That's just... If it happens to hit their big damage person... You are so set. It's almost like an insta-win.
True.
I know she's not Luke Cage, but...
Well, I do use her every day. She's right? one of my top three.
Yeah, but you don't use her purple power.
She is a usable character in Craig's
opinion. I rarely use her
purple
power. Normally, I'm using purple for Iron Fist. I just use her to generate all the purple. All right, Ray, tell me about listener comments.
Holy moly.
All right, I got to shift gears and tabs and everything else.
Are you sitting down?
So, user comments. Wanted to start off with...
User comments? What are we, a program?
Sure. Listener comments?
All right, there you go.
There was several... Discussion started about my comment to use command points to get a 3-star cover. There was a huge discussion between area code 212 and Stink Palm and Bri the Fry Guy. Most people say no, don't use command points, which I understand. But almost everybody at the end of their comment said, well, unless you're doing like you have a character that's almost rated a champion, then maybe I can see it, but... Yeah, that's exactly where I was going, is you don't want to do it very often, but maybe now and then you can see a reason to, especially if you're still in the 2-3-star transition.
Yeah, I still wouldn't do it.
Yeah, the main argument is to just hoard them. I think that's Craig's argument.
Yeah.
Continue to hoard them.
If you're not ready to get those 4 stars, just hoard the command points until you're ready.
That's true. They're not going anywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no expiration date, so definitely see that. There were a couple comments. Brian from our alliance had to point out that you could have easily went with Easy Breezy Beautiful Cover Squirrel
instead of confusing it with Maybelline.
I like to keep it fresh, Pivy, you know.
He also, he agrees with me. I had to point this out anytime someone agrees with me. One of the best 3 stars when we started talking about, he immediately thought of Steve Rogers, Super Soldier, and... Basically, the only drawback is that, you know, he's hard to power up. Takes a little while. But I just wanted to point out, great minds. Also, another person
agreed. I'm almost 100% certain that when you asked that question, the very first thing I said was Steve Rogers,
this
Super
is true.
Soldier.
This is true.
No Luke Cage.
No love for Luke Cage. Leonard wanted to point out that we mentioned last week somebody has suggested doing a daily show. He said, if it's in the works, give Parlance and him a call. He's got a lot to vent. Stink Palm, however, completely disagreed. One of the first comments we received was that there was no way 3-star Cap is the best 3-star character. He says might not even make the top 10.
No way.
His reason being that he sees a lot more of Loki and Magneto when doing PvP than he does of Steve. I still disagree. I think Steve is fantastic. There was a long discussion about that as well. He and I think Bri the Fry Guy got into that quite a bit. So, love seeing the discussions. By the way, the number of comments on the episode made me increase the length of the webpage. So, yeah, good job. That was unexpected.
So that's awesome. Keep it coming.
Yeah, exactly. We also got a comment from Noble Browncoat who says that his name is... because he's a Firefly fan. And we mentioned we were going to Atlantic City, apparently, on the last episode. And yep. He says that he's an AC local. So we might get to meet somebody who has commented and who listens to the show. So that would be interesting.
Yeah, if you promise not to murder us, we will leave you hints as to our whereabouts.
I did want to mention he also said that he would look forward to seeing Howard the Duck as a troll-slash-joke character.
Yeah.
Something like Devil Dino, maybe, where you can only get him now and then, but, you know, a character that could be thrown into the game. And I thought that was an interesting idea, because Devil Dino is fairly unique right now, and I'm not really sure why.
Right.
But an interesting Howard the Duck comment. Bri the Fry Guy also went into his top 10 3-star characters, and if you want to look at that, that is posted on Reddit. I am not going to get into it, because it would take an hour just to go through a lot of detail. A lot of information.
Do you happen to know the top 3 off the top of your head?
I have them here. And I don't know if he had them in particular order. I'll read them off real quick.
Okay.
He has Iron Fist and Luke Cage are his top 2.
Yeah, booyah.
Blade, Kamala Khan,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yep.
Magneto, Cyclops, Black Panther, Steve Rogers, and 3-star Thor, which I can't really disagree with any of those. All of those are really solid characters.
Yeah, they are.
What else do I got?
Don't leave out my special fan art.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
All right.
Gotta save the best for last. Dude.
All right.
Stink Palm also made a fairly lengthy post on how to fix characters. He had suggestions on how to fix the Punisher, Quicksilver, the Hulk, and Neighborhood Spider-Man, Webhead. And it looks like a lot of what he suggests on Quicksilver is actually what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully that'll continue and we can see some of those other characters get brought up. Wanted to mention Jason Jones, JAJones82.
Booyah!
Sent us a graphic that I'm going to be posting on this week's episode. It is fantastic. Do you have it up, Craig? Do you want to describe it?
Sure. What he did is he took the cover art from Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue and photoshopped in Squirrel Girl's face over top of the crew members and changed the text at the bottom to say Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrel. So I'm super happy about that. It made my day because, man, I love that power.
And yeah, the fact that you put that much effort into a graphic just to go off of something that Craig made up. I am bravo. I am impressed.
Yeah, I was really blown away when I saw it. Not only was it a really funny and really well done. It's just Craig. Come on now.
Last couple things are about Punisher. Someone named One-Eyed Jack. It's One-Eyed Jack. But in any case, One-Eyed Jack.
Sure.
He says, long-time listener, first-time poster. He wanted to say that he hates us.
Oh, wow. Sweet. Thanks for listening, I guess.
I thought that was a great way to start. But the reason being, he can no longer use Punisher's green power without seeing that dumb scope rocket launcher pressed into his eye. And he laughs at how stupid it is every single time.
That's all Ray. Ray ruined that for you.
Yeah, making the world a little bit worse.
Man,
one
it's
animation
like listening
at
to Van
time.
Halen and Ray pointing out the nonstop hi-hat. It just ruins it for you forever.
Oh, great. Now everyone's going to blame me for that.
Oh, I do.
Along with Punisher, WAB91 has asked that he has Punisher at a reasonably usable level, but he has no idea who to pair it with. Do we have any suggestions on who he could use to win with Punisher?
No. Boned.
Without knowing your roster is really difficult, I would say that don't use his green because you just don't want to have to see that every time. So you can put him in with the Hulk because the Hulk's red isn't worth using, in my opinion. It's too dangerous, too long to charge.
Too much counting.
Right, you have to keep track of what's going on.
That's true. You're like, how many tiles are on the board? One, two.
Who else would be good?
Boy, I don't know. I haven't played Punisher in so long, but I can't think of...
Boy, someone who can... I don't know. Nope, because you got to use black there with the Punisher. I got nothing. I can't come off with it. I'm not clever enough to come up with a good combo off the cuff. I would have had to have read this comment beforehand and actually prepared to comment on it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, sure.
My readiness.
This can be something that... You know, if somebody has an idea, if they use Punisher a lot, let us know who you use with them.
Yeah.
And finally,
there'll be another show next week.
We were asked, because we were so harsh on so many of the animations, are there any animations that we actually like?
Again, that's a big field. So I would have to sit down and pay attention to, you know, all of them that I do use or could use, since I don't play all my characters all that often, but on my more frequently played characters, I think there's quite a few. I think there are way more animations that I enjoy than animations that I don't enjoy. You know, and as I groused about earlier, anybody who's been turned into a 15-year-old child version of themselves, I already hate. And it's even if I like the animation, I hate. The animation for Whiteout, for Iceman's Whiteout, is awesome. Man, I hate it. Stupid little boy face. Creepy, and it's inappropriate.
That is true. That Whiteout is... Man, that looks really nice.
It does. But I we were discussing earlier, I like most of Ares' animations. I like Onslaught. I like Sunder. I like Rampage. I think Molotov Cocktail has a cool... I love Punisher's Retribution animation. I love it. Especially when the portion that the auto kill is effective. It doesn't change the animation, but it gives me the sense that that's the last thing that character saw.
Right.
And it makes it even more intimidating.
Nice.
Like I said, I told Raymond, the one that, you know, straight comes to mind is, of course, Luke Cage. Because there's nothing more satisfying than a righteous uppercut. There just really isn't. When that big uppercut comes on the screen, it just makes you feel good.
See? And now, on the flip side of that, I hate that dumb face he's making when he does jab, jab, cross.
I didn't say Jab Jab Cross. I said Righteous Uppercut.
I'm just saying, he's as far as even in animation, he's not perfect. Jab Jab Cross is an animation I can live without.
I don't know this power you're talking about. You mean Click Click Boom? We're getting there. Someday we're going to get squirrels.
We're not changing Click Click Boom.
I like the animation for Windstorm, the two-star store blue power.
Mm-hmm. So basically, if I haven't complained about it, I generally like the animations. A few that stuck out to me, one-star Spider-Man, his red power, the web swing or whatever it's called, I like that in addition.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have to do that for a one-star character, but I like that addition. Believe it or not, the Cyclops, three-star Cyclops, I really enjoy.
Yeah, his full blast is awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Full blast is awesome.
Even though I dislike the character, Iron Man, three-star Iron Man's blue power, really nice.
Oh, I was going to say, seeing as it takes 20 to charge, I don't get to see Ballistic Salvo often. But
when you do,
it is a cool animation.
Yeah. I already mentioned that I like Miles' animation, and I really like the Silver Surfer animation. I don't really care for the blue, the power that I actually have with him. However, the black hole and and along with him, the Ghost Rider animations, those stand out as being fun.
Yeah, the Night Stalker animation for Blade I enjoy, where he's doing a little home run derby with his sword.
Yeah, to cut your head off. Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Oh, and I have to bring up whales. Deadpool's whales.
When you get to push the big button, whales, whales, whales.
Yeah, when all the whales
come raining
all
over the
place.
Best animation in the game.
Yeah, that's it, and also makes you feel good about life. You're just like, look at them, whale.
When I was looking this up, I had to look up why Deadpool does whales. I'm like, did I miss something in the comics? I mean, I'm not an avid reader. I've read some. I'm like, I don't remember whales in Deadpool. Like, that's, I know he's, you know, psychotic, but where does whales come from?
Right. Will they incorporate it into the new film?
I doubt it, because as it turns out, this is specifically a Marvel Puzzle Quest inside joke.
Okay.
So what do you call it when somebody spends all the money in the world in order to get powerful?
Sure.
They are a whale.
Yeah.
So Deadpool, as always, breaking the fourth wall. He drops a whale on you when he uses his big power.
Really?
That's why when you use whales, and you push the big button, the sound effect is cash registers, because it's the people who spend money who are called whales. It's a weird, you know, breaking the fourth wall inside Marvel Puzzle Quest joke.
You're right. That will not make it into the movie.
So, yeah, that was odd. I did not expect that in any way. But there you go. That's what it's from.
Okay.
And that is all the listener comments that I have.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, it was exciting.
Hopefully we didn't miss any.
Yeah, please keep them coming. Character of the week, Ian, what you got?
Character of the week, week.
Rah.
Feature character of the week. Oh my goodness, this week's character. Back in the day when you thought that AIDS was all you could get from a blood transfusion. Nay, you were wrong.
Wow.
You can get Super Hulk powers.
Wow, that was unexpected.
I was reading it and it just happened. I'm sorry, I couldn't stop myself.
Yeah.
I checked with my brain and my mouth and they said, go for it. She-Hulk, attorney extraordinaire /
Hulk?
Third best Hulk in the game.
Third? Oh, sure. Okay.
I think Hulk and regular Hulk are better.
Sure.
She's way better than Cho, though. Anyway, she's got some powers. They're blue, they're red, they're green. Her blue power is called Settlement. This is where she selects up to 2 enemy protect, strike, or attack tiles, and then redistributes them evenly between teams, and the one that becomes friendly is boosted by base amount of 27. So as she improves, the friendly boost increases, and then she can take it up to 3 tiles. And that gives 2 for you, 1 for the enemy.
Yep.
And that's it. That's what she is. That's what Settlement is all about.
That's the one where she comes out wearing like the Scales of Justice kind of
animation. It absolutely is.
I kind of like that one.
With the blindfold, but she's peeking out from under.
Yeah, she's peeking out. Yeah, I kind of like that one.
Her green power, Furious Charge.
She's a much worse 6. Animation.
What's that?
Furious Charge. That one's terrible.
Oh, it is. But the blue one was okay animation.
Yeah,
see?
I like the
gotta
blue
keep
one.
It balanced.
Don't like the green one.
Furious Charge, it costs you 6 green. She-Hulk, this is, she takes away some enemy AP with this. She reduces 1 I believe it's random.
Yep.
one random AP level to zero, and a second one by 25%. And that, you can bump the second one up to 100%. It goes 35, 50, 75, 100%. That's how that level, that's how that power increases in effectiveness. So, you know, as far as AP management and denial goes, that's, that could be solid. As again, hopefully the way they're fixing, like the way they're fixing the stun, hopefully her power, you know, hopefully she can't target something that's already at zero since it's random.
Right.
So hopefully it's always effective. I can't imagine they would hose you like that. So I suspect that it is. And lastly, but not leastly, power of attorney. It costs you red, 9 red AP. She destroys tile destruction and deals a little bit of damage as well. And it does not generate AP. The tile destruction occurs in the bottom two rows.
I think it can go up higher than that, can it?
Yeah, I think it can. But
could be three, I guess. But
yeah, it's always it's always low.
It's the bottom two or three rows at the absolute most. Destroys tiles from the bottom of the board. Yeah, I don't know what you can interpret that however you want. I believe it's the bottom two rows.
Well, I have mine maxed out, and it's 16 tiles.
And it is 16 tiles at max.
Yeah, and I don't think that it always takes out the last two rows. I think every now and then it, you know, creeps up and creeps down.
It spikes up a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
But it's always the bottom. I don't think it ever goes over three, the third row, ever.
Yeah, I will take your word for it. And as you pointed out, it alternates dealing more damage or breaking more tiles at max level, dealing 16 tiles for about 1,600 damage. And that's what She-Hulk is all about.
Yeah, I mean, I like Power of Attorney because it hits the whole enemy team. And invariably, some kind of special tiles always get stuck in the corners on the bottom.
Right, and they're almost impossible to get rid of.
Right, so it's a real good way to get rid of some of those things. Like, you know, if there's an invisibility stuck down there or something, she can Power of Attorney it away.
Yeah, it's not, you know, all across the board, and I like that. You can target sort of things on the bottom. So yeah, that's pretty good. Green's solid, except for its animation.
Mm-hmm.
And Blue's okay. She's definitely a decent character.
Yeah, I think the way to go is probably 3-5-5, I would probably go with.
I would say 5 for sure on the green. I think AP denial can never be overdone.
Especially for a cost of 6.
Yeah. To potentially reduce two of their AP totals to 0.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah, I run her at 3-5-5. I just don't, you know, for settlement to be effective, they have to be, you know, putting things out on the board, and that doesn't always happen. And chance that I'm playing Loki or Daredevil, who does it better than she does.
Right.
Their strength, or their strike, protect, attack, tile, manipulation, removal, / trickery, you know, is superior to settlement in every way, in my opinion.
And it's 9 blue, so it's not super cheap either.
Correct.
Yeah, I currently have her at 4-4-5, but that's just the way the covers fell.
Sure.
And yeah, I have to agree. Once I champion her, I'm not disagreeing. I think I would go a 3-5-5.
Yeah.
Because the Furious Charge is, like you said, 6 AP. I mean, whenever I fight her, I try and take her out right away because, it's so annoying.
Yeah, because it always goes off invariably right before the turn you're going to fire off.
You're about to do that?
You're like, I just got enough. I can do this. No, I'm not. I'm going to do nothing. Because somehow when the computer uses it against you, it always gets whatever power you just fully charged.
That you were just about to use?
The number of times it happened to me when I had, you know, a Call the Storm loaded up. Oh, man, that is infuriating beyond belief. You're like, I'm going to win this turn. No, I'm not. All right.
Time to start over.
Yep. I have her at 3-5-5. Mine's at 167.
167. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't dumped any ISO.
She never made it to champion level, so. Which reminds me. So here's where I am. Here's my dilemma.
Mm. Tell me more.
I have in my soon to be expired column, I have an Iron Fist.
That's the winner.
And a patch. Now hear me out before you. It's going to take 100,000 ISO to get Iron Fist up to 166. And then I could use that, then I could champion him and then use that cover.
Plus the 7,500?
Correct.
All right.
Or it could take about half that. I think it'll be 50,000 ISO to get Patch up from, I believe he's at 144 now, or 140, and to get him to 166. So is getting Iron Fist up to that level before his cover expires a pipe dream? or
how long do you have?
Should I just
How much ice do you got, and how many days you got left?
Good question. I have almost enough to do Patch, which is why he's so tempting. But I think I have. I just got the Iron Fist yesterday, so I have what 12 days, whatever the full amount of days is.
Okay, it's 14 days, so like 13.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah, so 13 days. Yeah. I've got 5 days on the Patch, I believe. So I mean, I guess how badly do I want that legendary cover?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who you get from Iron Fist covers. Because right. Obviously from Patch, you're just going to get X-Force.
You're going to get X-Force, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Iron Fist will get you, oh, better.
Hulkbuster.
Hulkbusters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you can't.
I got 3 days left on Patch. I have 13 days left on Iron Fist. And I currently have 66,649 ISO. And let me zoom in on these guys. Yeah, it's going to take 61,000 to boost Patch, and it's going to take a lot to boost the Iron Fist. He's in a paltry 114, so it's going to take 100,000 to boost the Iron Fist. Mm.
Yeah, that seems like that might not be reachable.
Yeah, maybe not. I already exhausted. I had, in an interesting turn of events, I did discover, as we spoke about earlier, that I had lied to everybody, and I've never finished the prologue.
Yeah.
So
unbelievable.
And I like very much so. Like the whatever the final leg of the prologue is, Oscorp or something like that.
I don't recall, so sure.
Dark Avengers. I had until today when I discovered it, I had completed 0 out of 15 missions. So I immediately raced through it so I could get the 200 bonus ISO for first time attempting a level. still not enough.
Yeah, it sounds like your choice is gonna be Patch.
Yeah, looks like it. By the time I get another 40,000 ISO.
I mean, Patch is a good character, so it's not...
Yeah, he's fine.
It's not that
bad. I can finally adjust him to the way that I'd hoped.
Yeah, it's not wasted. I mean, you know, that's for sure.
Right. I agree. Thanks for your advice, everyone.
Yeah, right now I have gone ahead and sold off all of my extra 3 stars. I've decided that I'm Gray Suit Black Widow is my next.
Oh, nice.
I've sold off all the rest. Because, you know, you gotta pick and choose at this point. Who's going to be your next champion?
Right.
She's going to take 92,000 ISO.
Ugh.
Oof.
But I've got 3 covers that, because I'm actually holding off. I've got champion covers for fishnets that I haven't, I'm not putting into her because that will get me more Gray Suit Black Widow covers.
Right.
Oh, I see. And you don't want them to die on the vine. Right.
So I'm making my way up to try and, you know, so I can use all these covers. And I've just decided to, you know, you got to make a decision on who you're going to keep and who you're going to run with. It's of decisions to make. It's.
I was going to say, Gray Suit's one of the better characters, I feel. I like her a lot.
Yeah.
I would use her more if I had her championed.
And I would easily say that, you know, we're talking about She-Hulk. She could easily be on the list of people I'd want to champion. But, man, I don't get covers. I don't get covers for her. Ever.
Right. I also can't remember the last time I got a She-Hulk cover, so.
Yeah, now you say it. I don't know that they come up that often for me. I mean, I've gotten, you know, apparently at least 14, but.
Oh, right. You have a champion.
Right. All right. So.
Yes.
I had another question for Peebles.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of champions, what's your highest 2-star and 3-star champions?
I'll look and tell you since I'm already in the mix. Loki is my highest 3-star champion at a lowly 169. And Storm is my 2-star at a lowly 105.
Yes, Storm, man, I'd never realized how many covers you get for Storm.
They're generous.
I have her at one.
Storm and Ares, I get a lot of covers for both of them.
I have Storm at 116 now, 2-star Storm, and with Thor right behind her at 115.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, of course, my 3-star Thor is also my highest champion 3-star. At 173.
Cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, see, strangely, my highest 3-star is also Loki at 172.
Hmm.
And Dakin is the 2-star winner at the moment.
Really?
He's at 116.
Cool.
Interesting.
Because I find lots of Dakin covers.
All right, I'm breaking in. Ready, guys?
Break it.
Here's what I got for my... Oh, well, it's the next segment. I'll wait, and I'll tell you here at the next segment.
Go for it.
All right. The best cover I opened up this week was...
Loki?
I don't know. It's still flashing. Oh. I haven't clicked on it yet.
Oh, you're clicking on it now.
Yep, I beefed up Patch to Champion, and I got a whiteout for Iceman.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yep.
That is a useful power that I believe I still do not have. It's the one power of his I don't have. The best power.
Right. I've certainly strangely gotten two Star Lords recently, just like opening things. That was weird. Yeah, I still don't think he's good, but but he's got, I think he's up to 7 or 8 covers.
Wow. Ray, any good covers this week?
I know that I've opened a couple more than one legendary, but only one do I actually recall. So, no, that's, okay, I just thought of a second one. So I got a second Miles cover, so that's kind of cool. I have him at 1 purple and 1 red now, that's nice. However, the one that I remembered and really liked, I now have all 3 powers for Jean Grey. So I can actually start using her.
Right.
I think she can be, she's so devastating. Whenever I have to fight her.
Oh, it's terrible. I skip her a lot. I just don't want to deal with the psychic feedback thing.
So now I have all 3 covers. If I can use her in a PvP, people will just skip me if they see all 3 colors.
I skip her quite a bit. I still have her at 0-2-3, so I'm still missing one of her powers.
Yeah, only 2-1-1 now, but that was...
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully.
I finally got her... Which one is it? Oh, the psychic feedback is the one I got. The really powerful one.
Yeah, that one ruins your day. It just penalizes you for playing the game.
Right.
Oh, you've made a critical. Yeah, you're done. Sorry, you got to do damage that one time. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. It's like, playing against Loki, because I feel the same way. It's like, ugh. I just won't make a match because I don't want to deal with it. I'll just make 3s.
Steals all your hard work.
Yeah, I'll just make 3s and live with being sad.
He is one of the people I target first just because that is annoying.
But I hate that.
I think Jean Grey is way more devastating.
Yeah, his is really annoying. Hers just devastates you. So it's not, hers is worse. But man, I hate playing against Loki for that same reason. Maybe you should put them both in the same team so if someone makes a match, their life is really over. Haha, you're stunned, and I'm going to steal all your AP. Haha. Anywho, that's all I got for this week.
Cool. Let's...
So Ian, tell me about the Podcast Network.
The Podcast Network, oh my goodness. It's soon to be named, but that doesn't mean it's not super awesome. It's got other great shows on it, like the Prodigal Sons podcast, which also stars me. And a few other members of, at least one other member of the Longbox Heroes Alliance, founding member, Angry Salad. Hold your applause.
I don't know why that was so funny, but it was.
We talk about a pretty big scope of things, and once a month we treat ourselves to a game night. This most recent game night featured...
That's a big game night for like the past month and a half.
Nope. No. We had a couple episodes of non-game night.
Okay.
But this new one, definitely there's some game that we peppered in. We also had special guest Leonard F. Chikarison, game master and co-host and co-commander of the Longbox Hero Alliance, not to mention co-host of his very own podcast, The Longbox Heroes, where he and Todd discuss comic books, and his second podcast, Longbox Heroes After Dark, where he and Todd don't discuss comic books, or discuss comic books they forgot to mention during their comic book show. You could check out Povocacy with Jason and Dave, where they talk about pop culture interests. You could tune into the Fresher and Parlance show, where Fresher and Parlance get on the YouTubes and entertain you. And I didn't miss anything. That's it.
Okay.
That's a soon-to-be-named network. And this great show.
Hopefully you already know about it since...
Yeah, because you're listening to it right now.
Well, maybe it's by accident. Maybe some guy sitting next to you on the subway and has it turned up really loud.
That's all I got.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah. Bring it home, Craig.
All right. Once again, we want to thank everybody for joining us. As always, check for updates at PuzzleWarriors3.com. Feel free to leave us anything you want to chit-chat about on the Discussed feature. As always, we'd love to hear from you. If you got more fan art you want to make, keep sending it because it's sweet.
It was so awesome.
And just plan ahead that if Dazzler actually gets announced, I might not be able to do this show because I'll be too ecstatic and I'll be bouncing off walls, and it would be the greatest thing of all time that someone in the world besides me enjoyed Dazzler.
You'll do the show. We just won't be able to stop you from singing.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll let you play while you're doing your hosting duties.
You can catch us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic, and so on and so forth. Or you can just listen to it right on our webpage.
What is that webpage, Craig?
I said it's thepuzzlewarriors3.com.
Oh, okay. Well, no reason not to reinforce it.
Especially if you'd like to throw a few pennies towards the Puzzle Warriors to keep that said webpage up and running. If you click on the Amazon banner at the top, pay nothing more, throw us a little bit from your Amazon payments. We
can buy all your upcoming Valentine's gifts through Amazon, through our banner.
Yeah, that would be super. You know, it is time to spoil.
President's Day gifts.
Yeah, well, you got to spoil your ladies.
Groundhog's
so
Day gifts. I don't, something. You know.
I don't know how many Groundhog's Day gifts get purchased if you're outside of central Pennsylvania. You know, because we got that whole thing. I think that's it. But yeah, buy your lady something nice from Amazon and throw us a few pennies.
Here's our link.
We'd appreciate it. That's all we got for now. And boy, this one's terrible. But remember, when your daddy was a frost giant, you got to keep it low key. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right, bye.
I love the fact that you announced that it was terrible before going
into
it.
Because it's terrible! Nothing on the Loki side of things, huh? I thought about going full bore and saying, you know, if you're Caitlyn Jenner, the guy you worship keeps it pretty low key.
I think you need to not go with the transgender thing. Loki is not known for being transgender.
He's the bisexual god, man.
No one knows that but you, you creep.
I was looking up on things for Loki to think about stuff, and apparently they have a brand new comic coming out where he will be featured as a bisexual and will constantly be changing genders.
Well, that hasn't happened yet, so when that happens, you can go back and change it.
Anywho. Still nothing on Loki, huh?
I feel totally derailed after because your setup was so terrible. But I'm with Ray. God, honestly, like any of his powers, doesn't even have to be clever. Just anything other than your obsession with his transgendered lifestyle.
Wow, I couldn't think of anything really super notable about Loki that made a good pun.
Nope, see there, he's a god. Just make it, oh god, another Asgardian.
Well, that doesn't narrow it down.
Sure it does. We've already done Thor.
No, we didn't.
We didn't?
Nope.
I don't know what to do then. I'm not going to cave and go with your crappy.
I said come up with something. I had nothing.
Yeah, I can't think of a good pun right now. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to think of a good show title for next week or for this show once we get going. But so I liked last week's. The title we ended up with was good. I preferred mine, but mine was too long.
I don't know. What did we pick?
We went with Punisher Fails to Dazzle.
And then she's here. Bam!
What was yours?
Mine was Ray Craig and Ian Go to Frank Castle.
Right.
That did make me laugh. He's the only god who uses the Marauder's map?
Hold on. All right, I think I'm better now.
For Ray, who probably has no idea what I'm talking about, when you're done using the Marauder's map in Harry Potter Land, you tap it and say mischief managed.
Oh, that was such a stretch. That was even worse. How did it go from bad to worse? Oh, God, I'm blind. Hang on. Okay, I'm better. Could you just cut out the transgender part and say...
Just make it keep it low-key?
Yeah.
Well, then it's just... It's low-key. How about if you're up to no good, keep it low-key?
Yeah, that's better.
Hey, what is it when you want to kill your whole family? Fratricide?
That's when you want to kill your brother.
Yeah, how about something like, when your brother's super intense, it's best to stay a little low-key.
How about when your brother's... You gotta keep it low-key.
Can't say...
I'm sure I can.
Not on this show.
Why not?
Because it's inappropriate.
It's not like an actual How about if your brother's hogging up all the limelight?
How about they're after me Loki charms?
No. How about if you're born a frost giant? You gotta keep it low-key.
Yes. Go with that.
That's terrible.
It is. But it's better than the one we have. And if we go with that one, we can start the show.
Start the show already! All right, so what am I saying?
Oh, God.
I've already forgotten I hated it so much. Sorry, dude.
Man, that's bad.
Agonizing.